Starcom Network News presents Year in Review 2019. This is the month of April. Monday, April 1st, businesses in Barbados were rushing to comply as a ban on importation of single-use plastic went into effect from that day, with a ban on use due to be enforced 3 months later. As part of its greening effort, government had announced the phased implementation of the ban on single-use plastics such as forks, knives, plates, food containers, and supermarket bags. The business sector said they were all for the new policy but saw the need for clarity on several areas of the new law. The chief executive officer of the Barbados Private Sector Association, Anne Reid, felt consultations should continue.
We are aware that there are a few areas which will need to be clarified. For example, for the manufacturers, and we know the same may obtain for others who have to import alternative products. But generally, the Barbados Private Sector Association supports the policy.
Tuesday, April 2nd, Attorney General Dale Marshall announced a gun amnesty, with criminals being given 1 week to hand over their weapons. Government was also limiting the court's ability to grant bail in murder cases in response to an escalation in gun violence and murders. The Attorney General Dale Marshall, as he introduced the bail amendment bill in the House of Assembly, spoke of an explosion in firearm-related killings in recent years and expressed concern about the vicious and brazen nature of some of the murders, as well as the fact that the perpetrators were often very young men.
Anybody who has in their possession an unlawful firearm or ammunition, the amnesty runs from Sunday 7th of April 2019 until Saturday 13th April 2019 at midnight. At midnight, sir, gloves are off.
Meantime, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Maltby emphasized government's determination to deal with the gun violence.
Any group of people that do not have order will self-destruct. It is not the intention of this government to preside over the self-destruction of this country, and it will not happen. The Attorney General has appropriately said that our resolve will not be tested. And Mr. Speaker, it will not. We have a duty to protect those among us who are not in a position to protect themselves.
Wednesday, April 3rd, Minister of the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan, delivered in the House of Assembly a report on the financial performance of the 58 state-owned enterprises, suggesting a lot more work had to be done through both cost cuts and reviewing user fees and other charges. Mary Redmond was re-elected as president of the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, along with her entire executive, and warned that violence in schools was a continuing problem and they wanted volatile students expelled.
We are having an increase in the number of such cases reported to us. We have made representation on various occasions to the ministry in relation to getting those children removed from the schools at which these incidents occur, because the union has a zero tolerance policy towards student on teacher violence. And we always say that once a student offers violence to a teacher, the relationship between that student and that teacher is permanently fractured. It does no good for that child to remain in the same school as a teacher. It does no good for the teacher, the student, or the school.
Akani McDowell won yet another term as president of the National Union of Public Workers, NUPW.
Even though some things might have been said during the election, it does not mean that the union is divided. The union is together. All of us will come together at the end of this exercise, after tonight, into tomorrow, and make sure that we put together all of our policies, all of our ideas, all of our programs to make sure that the union does its best.
Thursday, April 4th. The state agency Gymnasium Limited was dissolved and the more than 25 staff members sent home as government continued its restructuring of the public sector. The acting general secretary of the NUPW, Delcia Burke, said the union and the staff were informed of the decision that morning.
All of the workers have been severed. In the past, we were told that Gymnasium Limited was going to merge with the Sports Council. Now we are told that is no longer going to happen. All the staff have been severed. And if the Sports Council wants to hire them, they would have to apply and start from scratch. but that is the position of the staff at gymnasium. We also met with the staff and they were informed.
Friday, April 5th, Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May wrote to the European Union to request a further delay to Brexit until June 30th. Wednesday, April 10th, there was a major shake-up in Cricket West Indies following the election of a new president with a complete overhaul of the team management and coaching staff. Cricket correspondent Andrew Mason reported that the major changes included a new head coach and chairman of selectors.
It's my understanding that sweeping changes will be made. Floyd Reefer, who went to Antigua on Monday, is the new head coach, a job he'll have for 1 year in the first instance. Reefer takes over from Richard Pybus, who will return to the High Performance Center. Corey Cullimore is the new bowling coach. Rod Yestrick returns as his assistant. And I understand that Guyanese Rion Griffith is the new fielding coach. Courtney Brown, the current chairman of selectors, will be replaced by Jamaican Robert Haynes.
Thursday, April 11th. European Union leaders granted the United Kingdom a six-month extension to Brexit after late-night talks in Brussels. The new deadline, October 31st, averted the prospect of the UK having to leave the EU without a deal the following day, as MPs were still deadlocked over a deal. UK Prime Minister Theresa May, who'd wanted a shorter delay, said the UK would still aim to leave the EU as soon as possible. After nearly 30 years in power, Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir was ousted and arrested. Friday, April 12th, Barbados Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley was explaining to the international community government's approach to the Economic Recovery and Transformation Plan, including the debt restructuring. She said the new government was forced to make some tough decisions while trying to share the burden. Ms. Motley was speaking in a panel discussion at the Council for Foreign Relations during the IMF World Bank spring meetings in Washington, D.C.
We are in the middle of completing our external debt restructuring. Fortunately for us, that only constitutes 20% of our overall, 21-22% of our overall debt. But I say all of that to make the point that choices are very difficult for us to make now, but we choose still to do the things to constitute a good society. And we've done so because we've chosen to share the burden of the adjustment. We've shared the burden between capital and labor rather than putting it all on labor, as has been done in every previous economic decline in the country's history since independence.
Meantime, the president of the Democratic Labour Party, Verla de Pisa, in a statement, harshly criticized government's BERT program, declaring it a failure.
BERT is failing. Now, how many more to go home, Mia? At a time when BERT is touted by the Motley administration as being Barbados' savior, international agencies remain unconvinced. Moody's now follows Standard & Poor's as skeptics of the plan. We have suffered two downgrades in the last 8 months by the same agencies whose ratings were used by the Barbados Labour Party to condemn and belittle the former Democratic Labour Party administration.
Monday, April 15th, Barbados' Commissioner of Police, Tyrone Griffith, reported that the past week's gun amnesty saw 32 firearms and 1,758 rounds of assorted ammunition brought in by members of the public.
As you see displayed, most of these firearms are small caliber weapons, quite ancient, and you look at the ammunition, you'll see that it's been around for some time. I think, though, that in itself is some success in that these firearms, I'm sure, the firearm expert would say to you, are very capable of firing ammunition.
Tuesday, April 21st, 39-year-old Zanaba Moore of Frere Pilgrim, Main Road, Christchurch, was stabbed to death at her home, Barbados's 21st homicide for the year. A few days later, the victim's reputed ex-boyfriend, 42-year-old Patrick Leacock of Carmichael Tenantry, would appear in court charged with her murder. Tuesday, April 30th, came news that Transport Board Chairman Gregory Nichols had quit. In a subsequent statement, Mr. Nichols insisted that he had resigned and was not fired. And so ended the month of April 2019.
Year in review, 2019.